Good morning with us on a Monday morning, as he usually is Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, I'll start with this headline. You take it from there. One job, two big checks.
You know, it's been no secret that there are a number of lawmakers, 18 to be exact, who have quote-unquote retired, even though they continue to serve. By doing so, by filing their retirement papers with the state comptroller's office, they get to not only get paid, but they get their pensions. So in the case of someone like Senator Ken LaValle of Long Island, he's getting an $81,000 annual pension while also making his base legislative salary of $79,500 and another $25,000 for a leadership post. So the guy is making over $200,000 a year now.
I assume that most of this would be legal.
Oh, it is legal. Under state law, anyone elected before 1995, if they've served a certain amount of time and are eligible, can put in for retirement papers and continue to serve if they get reelected. The legislature changed that a little bit for people after 1995, but you're seeing a lot of these old-time lawmakers taking advantage. They feel that if they die in office, their spouses or significant others lose the pension. And if they put in for before they die, then it could go on.
Speaking of leaving, not necessarily in office, but certainly a longtime loyalist to Governor Cuomo, and that is Joseph Percoco, who is now exiting the administration.
That is a big deal. Joe Percoco, you cannot underestimate how valuable and how important he is to the governor. He's somebody who has been not only a loyalist going back to Mario Cuomo, but he's basically the political muscle of the operation. He's someone who, when he spoke to you, you knew it was coming directly from the governor, and it's a big loss. A lot of people have said I can't imagine an administration without him for Cuomo.
And what about GOP consultant O'Brien Murray and his tiff with Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino?
Yeah, he really has it in for the former gubernatorial candidate who may run again in 2018. G. O'Brien Murray now says he should change his party registration from Republican to Reform Party, which is the minor party that Astorino has started. He says any vote and money that goes to the Reform Party is taking away from the Republican Party, and a true Republican candidate shouldn't be doing that.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joining us. For more, you can go to nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.